If parenthood came with a GPS, it would most likely just say recalculating. Join Yolandi Becker and her guest experts Wednesdays at 11 a.m. for Bump and Beyond, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Yes, you are on Bump and Beyond, and this is me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting on Wednesday at 10 past 11 already. Today is a very big day for me, and I do want to do a little bit of a shout out to myself, actually, because 14 years ago, I became the proper word, because certain of the words I can't say on live radio, but the very powerful mother that I am. So 14 years ago, my son was born and he made me a mother. And yes, it's a big celebration when you have a 14-year-old. So I don't even want to know if they're older, how that feels like. But I very am consciously aware that I have a 14-year-old that is taller than me. I am 182. I am not a short person. I am the size of a man. And my son is older than me. So it's a beautiful day. And he is such a – he's about a year ago, I would have had a different discussion. I feel like he's properly became a person now. And today's topic, I feel, is quite relevant in the day and age that we live in. And how to raise our children and how to navigate through it. Today I want to talk about screen time and technology. And to be honest, earlier this week, I had a little bit of a run-in with my daughter with regards, and she's 11. She has a phone. Reflecting back at it, I'm regretting the decision slightly. But in the same breath, it's difficult when they go to school with peer pressure and what's happening to avoid the topic, to be honest. I also know that screens are not all bad. I also know that we have to prepare our children for a world that is technologically like, I can't keep up with what's out there and what's happening. And I mean, it's in all honesty, I remember when you got a phone. Both my kids, how quickly if I want to know something with my phone, how to do something, I've often asked them. And I am actually I'm a proper millennial. I grew up in an era of technology, not as advanced as now, but I feel quite not afraid of technology. I also learn really relatively quickly, but in the same breath, they teach me stuff. And then I'm like, I don't like that they know more and they know how to hide things and how to do different. Technology is scary. It's really a different world. But I mean, in the same breath, every era of parents feel that way, that they grow up or they are raising children in a world that is different to the world they grew up in. So even though we want to claim and say, oh, this world is so difficult and we have to navigate it, every parent goes through it. You know, at one point you just wanted your child to reach 30. Luckily, we don't have to worry about that too much anymore. The average age of people are much higher than what it was 150 years ago. So we have lots to be grateful for, but in the same breath, it is not easy to navigate it. But today I am, as always, joined by an expert to help me talk about screen time and technology. Kim Skiepers is part owner of Moms and Tots Group. And she actually specializes in education for parents attending various kind of programs when it comes to little ones from the ages of 2 and 4.5 years. So she also works, obviously, in the parenting realm like me. So constantly surrounded by people who are experts in various topics. So, Kim, thank you so much for joining me today.
Thanks, Yolandi. Thanks for having me.
Yes. So, of course, as always, we do want you to be part of the conversation. You can just say, hey, congratulations, Yolandi, you have a 14-year-old. I would even like that. But also,
big congratulations. Yeah. It's a huge milestone. Well done for getting this far. And you still sang.
I'm saying is questionable. I think my listeners will argue with you on that topic as well. But in the same breath, it's beautiful. It's wonderful. And I am just too proud to be his mom. So it's wonderful. I've got nothing to complain about. But send me a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019 and be part of this conversation. How are you a grandparent and your child has to reload airtime on your phone? Is that your technological problem? Or do you not even have a phone and you can't listen to this as a podcast? Do you not know what a podcast is? That would also be interesting. So anything technologically, how good are you? Are you bad? Are you worried about it? Are you stressed about it? Send us a WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. We'd love, love, love to hear from you. But Kim, let's start, I guess, with the big picture when it comes to screen time. When we say screen time for babies and toddlers, what do we mean? And it's also, for me, it's also like, again, there's good and bad, I guess, when it comes to screen time. But what about if you live in Canada? Does voice calls and those things, video calls, does that count as screen time for a toddler?
Yes, it does. So let me just explain quickly first that any time spent in front of a screen for entertainment, learning, or distraction, which includes mobile devices, so smartphones, tablets, television, shows, cartoons, movies, background TV, computers and laptops, so videos and video games, and then gaming devices, so consoles and handhelds. Those are basically the realm of screen time, which, believe it or not, babies and toddlers are exposed to just about all of those, whether it be sitting on a lap while mom is working or while somebody is doing something in the background with the TV on in the background. All of that has an impact on a child, specifically a young child under 3's development.
And I mean, it's so interesting because, I mean, I also now always say screen time because, just to also add on to me feeling old today, literally when I started out with Goodnight, which is 12 years ago now, when I created sleep plans for parents, I often then refer to TVs and we would say avoid TV in the background and things like that. And over the years, I mean, who the hell still watches live TV? Unless it's sports. I mean, my children don't even know. So it's screen time is so broad now and even like my kids listen to music through their phone. And
there's a differentiation. There can be a differentiation between a passive screen use and active screen use. So there's two types of screen use. Passive is, it's a stationary, it's a one-directional conversation. It is lights, music, blue light in the background. Whereas we call more active screen time as something that's interaction. You mentioned earlier about having family members overseas and doing a video call. That's different because it's an interactive call. It's not necessarily something passive where it's just a one direction message.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you are on Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And as always, we're talking parenting. And today we're talking about screens and technology and navigating through it. Hey? It's like I'm constantly learning about it. And also, I have to say, I mean, Kim was now talking about passive and active screen use because, again, there's also this better ways to use screens. And even us as adults can learn from it, to be honest. Whether, it's not the end of the world if you're using your screen to learn a new skill, that type of thing. But if you're just dead scrolling through Instagram or Facebook, you're just wasting time in the end of the day. And I guess it's the same for children as well. But again, today my guest joining me today is part owner of Moms and Tots Group and also an expert and a mom of three. I mean, I'm just dad already makes her an expert in my books. Kim Skieper. And we're talking about, like I said, screen time. As always, again, don't despair if you've missed so far the show. You will be able to listen to it as a podcast on hivefm.com. And yes, I want you to be part of our conversation. So if you have any questions or even just comments about screen time and your own challenges with either yourself or with your children when it comes to technology and screen time, please do send us a message or WhatsApp on 061-895-1019. Or you can also even email us at instudio@highfm.com. We would love to hear from you. Now the thing is there, we've now talked again about the passive and active use of screens. But I mean, there's lots of things where we've also heard about. There's a big concern when it comes to small children and screen. Why is there so much concern, especially with the smaller ones, especially under three? Why should we be concerned? Or should we?
I think the concern is that the period of children under three is a critical window for brain, body, and social development. So there's a number of factors that all specialists are considering at the moment around screen time. Brain development is one of them. So in the first 3 years, when the brain grows fastest and makes millions of neural connections, babies and toddlers learn through real life hands-on play and back-and-forth interaction, which they don't get on a screen. The other thing is language and communication. Language skills develop through responsive interaction, so talking, singing, copying sounds. Again, passive screen watching doesn't provide that same feedback loop, so there's no serve and return taking place between parent, caregiver, and child. A big one, and I think this spans not just for under three, but for everyone, is sleep. So screen use, especially before bedtime, can disrupt sleep patterns because of blue light affecting melatonin, sleep hormone, or overstimulation, making it harder to wind down. So sleep is vital for growth, memory, and emotional regulation in littles. Physical development. So screens have replaced outdoor play. It's easy to put a screen in front of a little one's face, whereas babies and toddlers actually need to be moving. Our guideline at Moms and Tots is learning through play. You cannot play if you're stationary, and you cannot play if you're looking at a screen. So rolling, crawling, walking, climbing, to build strength, balance, motor skills, and then that ties in with social-emotional growth. So real interactions teach empathy, self-regulation, and social cues. So too much screen time can displace the opportunities, especially if screens are used to calm or distract instead of teaching a coping mechanism.
And I mean, so, it's really something me and my husband have also spoken about quite a lot is like the social interaction of children these days in comparison. And also sometimes as parents, because we don't know like how they interact and how we kind of just accept it. And my feeling is like we shouldn't just be accepting, hey, I'm only interacting with someone through a screen. They should still be in contact with other people.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
But what do we know about, I mean, you've now said that it does affect like the brain development, but what are the stats really like? What do we know about the effect of the brain's development and attention span and this impact of screens on these language skills?
So using a screen effectively or ineffectively does unfortunately affect babies' brain development, attention, and language skills. So there's I think three or four aspects of it. The first is brain development. So babies grow by forming connections, as I said. Active exploration and real human interaction is needed for brain development. Mm. So studies using brain scans at the moment show that excessive screen time under 3 can actually physically alter brain structure in areas linked to language, literacy, and self-regulation. So when screens replace hands-on play or face-to-face time, babies miss out. They miss out on the social interactions. They miss out on language developments. And the other thing that it does is it stunts attention span. So fast-paced, highly stimulating shows or apps can condition little ones to expect constant stimulation. This can make it harder to focus on slower real-world activities like listening to a story or playing with blocks and books. So research suggests heavy screen use in toddlers is linked to shorter attention spans and higher risk of later attention difficulties.
In all honesty, I know that that's the truth. In the sense of, like, I can see, even when my kids were smaller, I could see how they were after screen time as well. A little bit like, you know, the head is like moving, but the body needs to be moving type of thing afterwards, where it was just all of a sudden this rush of, almost like their body had to catch up with their brain, if you get what I'm saying. So I honestly know that it has. But I mean, in the same breath, now I'm thinking, you know, before I get to that, my thinking is like, if you've just joined me, you are on hivefm.com and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker. And if you've just joined me, I am talking to Kim Skierbutt and we're talking about screens and technology and the impact on the brain development, the attention span, the language skills, all those are of screen time on our children's development and why it's so important to, and I mean, you very specifically also said the excessive use of screen time. And it is important to keep that in mind when we're doing that. But again, now I witnessed it the other day. And I also remember that with my own children where I saw a little girl. I think she was almost 2. And she was actually, while I was talking to her mom, she was watching, like, it's the Afrikaans version of But it's like an educational program.
Miss Rachel.
Yes, Miss Rachel. It's the Afrikaans version. I can't remember what it was called. And this kid was really interacting with this Miss Rachel, growling like a lion. And it was cute and very nice. And you could see that she was actually learning from it. So I do think there's benefits to it. But now when you say extreme use of screen times, what are the recommended screen limits for babies and toddlers, and how strict should parents be? I mean, is that like now the 5 or 10 minutes? I mean, she was also, like I said, she wasn't even 2, so her attention span, I felt, was also just so long. She was not going to sit there for hours on end. But what is the recommended screen time?
All right, so I think first, before we speak children, if you don't mind, let's just jump to adults. So I pulled the stats for average screen time in 2025.
I don't even want to know this because sometimes I get an alert on my phone of how much I used it that day. And then I'm like, oh my word, that's embarrassing.
Right. But it's important because remember, children are modeling our behavior.
Yeah.
So globally, people average 6 hours and 40 minutes of screen time per day. So daily screen time has increased exponentially over the last 10 years.
Yeah.
An average American spends 7 hours and 3 minutes looking at a screen. South Africans spend 9 hours, 24 minutes a day staring at a screen.
Oh, my word.
Children between 0 and 2 years, it's 49% of children are interacting with smartphones on a daily basis.
Sure.
That statistic made me go cold.
No.
Because if you look at the South African Pediatric Association and the World Health Organization, everybody runs almost on the same level when it comes to recommendations for screen time. So in a perfect world, it is recommended that there is no screen time for children under two. However, life happens. So we would normally say a maximum of 1 hour per day. And that's not just a chunk of time either. It's ideally broken into shorter sessions within a time frame. So, yeah.
Sure, but I mean, yeah, like I said, at least it is like not... Oh, anyway, that's an excessive amount. 9 hours of screen time. And again, I mean, maybe mine's not a 9 hour. But I mean, sometimes I have to also say, I'm sitting in front of a screen right now talking with you. I've been working the whole morning, so I'm already at a good 4 or 5 hours. And I often work on my phone as well. I literally have to consciously, that's why I think I love running so much, because I never take my phone with when I run on purpose, to purposefully make sure that I have screen-free time. I don't know, does my watch count as my... but I only look at it at my for my pace. I don't... No, anyway, I still look at something. It's not getting better.
So you asked the question, how strict do parents really need to be? I think... there are limits, there's guides, there's no rules, there's no rule book when it comes to parenting. Everybody's situation is different. But I think what matters most is that quality, context, and balance to screen time matters. So a little bit of thoughtful screen time, like a calm education show or that you watch together, is different from hours of TV in a background. And this is very important, and something that's come up again and again is that I didn't even realize that if you have a television in the background while you're interacting, you may not necessarily be looking at that television, but it is actually distracting from a communication perspective. It's distracting from a concentration perspective. So what do we always say? If you're in a scenario where you have had a prolonged use of screens, make sure that you replace with free play, talking and reading together, good sleep routines and active movements. So just make sure that there's a good balance, I think, all the time. Okay. And there you can be a little bit kinder on yourself.
And I think that's also, I mean, even this, I think it's now also a good kind of, we're talking here about children, but I think it's also a very good reminder for us as adults as well, to be a little bit aware of it, because I think you hit the head on, and I mean, again, I recently, I mean, and I'm learning, as I said, all the time about screen use as my kids are getting older as well. And it makes me very aware of my own screen use as well as my kids are getting older. Because it's also like we live in a time where we're almost never bored anymore. You know, if you're like sitting in the, even in the queue in this camp, I'm like sitting there and instead of just, you know, being quiet for a moment and waiting, which is something a person should be able to do. What am I doing? Looking at Instagram, looking at Facebook, catching up on WhatsApps. I literally even, if my children, as an effective use of my time, if I have to take my children to activities, I then don't look at my phone for a certain amount of time. And then I know, because I know okay, I have 45 minutes then, and then I'm going to look at my phone. Not meaning that before that I was not looking at a screen. I was just not looking at my phone. So it is, yeah, like I said, so even in those times, and that's the behavior that we're modeling to our children in the end of the day. They're constantly seeing me. And I mean, it's become horrible. It's like even, let me not go because I'm really being hard on myself here because I was just thinking all the pictures I take all the time and all that, which is also important. But
it's all important, but it's also part of our daily life.
Yeah.
So that's what it is. It's called balance. It's not about being hard on yourself for not doing it. There are things that you need to do on technology. And I think the world that we live in is technologically focused.
Yeah.
But just be aware that you need to do other things as well.
Yeah. But is there is there ways that it can be, I guess, more meaningful, the screen time, and less harmful? Yeah. Because again, as like you mentioned earlier, also like watching a movie together. We do like movie nights, and it's we love it.
Yes, because your children are older as well. Yes. So I think the biggest thing is to support development instead of replacing it.
Okay.
So watch together, co-view. Sit with your child, point things out, ask questions. This turns screen time into a shared experience and also boosts language learning if you are talking whilst co-viewing. The other thing is choose high-quality, slow-paced content. I think a problem today is that children are used to having fast cartoons that – there's always noise, there's always flashes, and then eventually they get into a classroom situation and they're completely bored because they're not stimulated as they would be with a screen.
Yeah.
So parents need to be cognizant of choosing high quality. So something, a program that is age appropriate, number one, that encourages learning more than just random information being thrown from a screen. Okay. The other thing is to keep
more on this just now, Kim.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
Yes, if you've just joined me, you're on 101.9 Chai FM, and this is Bump and Beyond with me, your host, Yolandi Becker, and we've been talking about screen time and technology today. And I mean, it's scary, the stats and how, in a world, it is a difficult thing to navigate in the end of the day. That's it. Because we live in a world of technology, everything around us has screens. And I mean, even my kids' school, like, are going like with these virtual boards and I don't know what all. So it's almost like it's impossible to avoid unless you put your child in a box. But in the same breath, we need to prepare them for this world that is like that. So good, healthy boundaries from the beginning is a skill that they need to learn. We struggle with it as adults. So the sooner they start learning these skills and having these skills of boundaries with technology, the better. And life is also, there is still a space for personal connection and things like that. So it is important from the beginning, from small, to help your child navigate that. Because my expert guest today, Kim Skiepers, she's been speaking about the impact of screens on our children's mental development, their social development, their language development. So in the end, we're not talking here about something silly. It is important to talk about limiting. But the reality again, yeah, it is. We're living in this world. So, Kim, my question, and I mean, we're nicely running out of time soon. How can parents have a realistic balance between technology and other activities?
I think we need to look at it practically. So we call it the big four.
Okay, play, big four.
The big four, which is play.
Yes.
Talk and connection. Movement and sleep. So play is hands-on, it's imaginative, it's messy play. Talk is conversations, it's cuddles, it's story and reading, it's connections, and then movement. So crawling, climbing, dancing, outdoor play, gross motor activities. And then the fourth one is sleep. So regular naps for littler ones, as well as nighttime rest and reset. I think the biggest thing is to set clear routines for screens. So decide when screens are allowed, after a nap, while cooking dinner, avoiding screens during certain times. And then be predictable with the routines to prevent screen time from taking over a child's existence. Choose quality over quantity. So pick slow-paced, as I said, age-appropriate shows. Watch them together. And then the last two are basically limiting background noise. So switch off everything. Switch off TVs, radios. I know that's not good for this, but switch off while you're interacting with your child. It keeps the family conversations and play more engaging without that external noise coming in. And then the last one is what you've touched on, is modeling healthy habits. So let your child see you reading. Let your child see you doing something outside of a phone or a screen, because kids copy what they see.
Oh, I mean, I think, Kim, that, I mean, it already makes me feel a lot better, just, and also just the way you deliver it. It is, I mean, in the end, it is finding the balance. And again, anything in parenting, I even mentioned it to Kim off air earlier, that I said to her that I am definitely not a perfect parent. I'm not the best parent by far, and I know it. But I definitely know I'm a better parent than 14 years ago. And what I'm trying to say with that is that lots of these things is also learning and from our own things and growing and practicing these things. And the more you practice these limitations and these boundaries and consistency, the easier it will become. So it's not an overnight thing necessarily, but if you keep on doing it, it will happen. So keep that in mind. You can be better at it just because you're not great at it at the moment, luckily for that. But Kim, on that note, because you also mentioned like having a little bit of screen time over dinner or whatever, you know, like those type of things, because we do as parents, we use sometimes technology, like here, watch a little bit while I go pee or while I finish dinner and things like that. But what are some simple tech-free activities that we can, you know, help to keep our children busy and still help with their development?
So it depends on your child's age. I think that's I'm going to do it rather broader than narrow down. So obviously you would choose something that is appropriate for the age or the developmental milestone age that your child is at. But all of it being try and do mental and physical together. So tummy time with toys. You're building strength and you're building coordination. You're building those synapses. Playing peekaboo, texture play, music and singing is huge. Reading books is so important because it's not just a physical. It's also building those synapses. And then obviously for toddlers up to 3 years, pretend play, there's different types of play, obviously, but pretend play is important from a vocabulary perspective. Water play is fun in the summer, even in winter, whether it be bath time, you are coordinating your play into your daily routines. And that I think you need to have grace with, because what you're doing with your child is important in the moment that you're doing it. So you are learning with tech-free activities while you're doing. Let them help you to cook. Yes, I know sometimes we get frustrated because their idea of helping you bake is different, but it's really important from a communication perspective and from the fine motor perspective. So I think just general tips would be rotate toys so that old things feel new again. Keep activities short and varied. And then join in. A few minutes of shared play honestly keeps children engaged longer than what a screen would.
Oh, Kim, I love it. One last piece before you go, because we have to go to an ad break again and finish off. What is one piece of advice that you can give parents about technology? I mean, that's a big ask maybe. What would it be? One piece of advice.
It's one piece with two parts. So the first is there is perceived perfection because of social media with us as parents. So there is an expectation that other people are living better than what I am because of social media. Remove that bias and make interaction, play, and connection the priority. So let screens be the occasional helper and not the main caregiver.
Great. Oh, Kim, thank you so much. It's a beautiful message to leave us with. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you for having me.
Bye.
Have a good one.
This is Bump and Beyond with Yolandi Becker, the show about pregnancy and babies. 101.9 megahertz of life.
And just like that, another show has come to an end. It was a good one talking about navigating through technology, screens, all that with our children. It is a difficult thing. I'm, like I said, constantly learning and growing myself through this journey, because I am absolutely horrendous with screen time. I think that is really something I can work on. Good reminder even for me today. Don't worry if you've missed the show. You can go listen to the podcast on highfm.com later. This show and all of my shows are available. And we've got a good library of shows already, which can help you on this parenting journey. And of course, if you have any suggestions on future shows that you would like to have, you can send me an email on yolandi@goodnightbaby.co.za, or you can DM me on Instagram, Yolandi Becker. I would love, love, love to hear from you and interact with you off air as well. Again, like I said, I've navigated through this technology thing. And I mean, it becomes a whole different ballgame as my kids grow older. And one of the things also that I just wanted to share before we go is also that the thing to keep in mind is that your rules is not other parents' rules. And you also have to remember to be respectful of what other people choose with regards to if their children are allowed a phone, if they're allowed to have WhatsApp and Instagram, just because you have rules. And don't be swayed if you've made a rule and you've decided something, but something is different. In the end, also, nothing is set in stone. But it is also maybe a whole different conversation that we need to have, is also navigating that. how we have different rules and what your rule should be. And to think about that a little bit as your child is growing up and growing older. But that brings us to the end of today's show on screens and growing up in a digital world. Remember, children learn not just from what we say, but from how we live. May your week ahead be filled with connection, balance, and kindness. Until next time, go out there and be kind.